VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. In its latest U.S. military aid package for Ukraine, totaling about $800 million, there's a controversial addition, cluster munitions. They scatter explosive bomblets over wide areas, but those do not immediately explode can be a danger to civilians even years after conflict. Details from VOA's Steve Herman.
The National Security Advisor, Jake Sullivan, at the White House told reporters Friday the U.S. government's decision to supply Ukraine with cluster munitions was difficult and had been deferred, but now it's the right thing to do.
Russia has already spread tens of millions of these bomblets across Ukrainian territory. So we have to ask ourselves, is Ukraine's use of cluster munitions on that same land actually that much of an addition of civilian harm, given that that area is going to have to be demined regardless?
Human rights and arms control groups have been fighting to eliminate cluster munitions, which have been banned by 120 countries. Russia, Ukraine, and the United States are not among them. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Friday marked 100 days since Russian authorities detained Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich and charged him with espionage, the first U.S. journalist to be accused of this since the Cold War. As VOA's Henry Ridgewell reports, the Kremlin hinted this week that it would be open to negotiating a prisoner swap.
Russia confirmed this week that there had been contact between it and the U.S. about a potential prisoner swap, which could potentially involve Gershkovich and Vladimir Dunayev, a Russian citizen in U.S. custody on cybercrime charges.
We have said that there are certain contacts on this matter, but we don't want to make them public in any way. They must be carried out and continued in complete silence.
VOA's Henry Ritro reporting. This is VOA News. No one from the Russian Wagner mercenary group has yet visited a disused military camp that Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko offered for Wagner's use. An advisor to the Belarus defense minister told reporters Friday. Reuters' Alice Rizzo tells us more.
And moved to Belarus in exchange for Russian President Vladimir Putin dropping charges against him. These were the terms of an agreement brokered by Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko last month to end an armed mutiny by Wagner, the gravest challenge to Putin in his 23 years in power. But the deal does not seem to be playing out on those lines. On Friday, Guy Falconbridge, Reuters Russia's bureau chief, visited the camp.
What we saw were 300 big tents surrounded by forest. And what the takeaway of all of this is that if Wagner isn't at the camp.
The head of the UN's nuclear watchdog said on Friday that he had heard that one or two experts behind its repeat greenlighting or report greenlighting Japan's release of treated radioactive water from the crippling Fukushima plant that have had concerns, Reuters' Edward Barron.
On Friday, Rafael Grossi said he'd heard that one or two experts may have been against the report.
I heard that being said. I'm not sure, to be honest, that is the case. But again, what we have published is scientifically impeccable.
Grossi said none of the experts had raised concerns with him directly and did not elaborate on how he'd heard of any issues. China's state-run Global Times newspaper on Thursday said Liu Shenlin, a Chinese expert in the IAEA's technical working group, was disappointed with the, quote, hasty report.
The United States has destroyed the last of its declared chemical weapons stockpile. More from AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell said workers at the Bluegrass Alley Depot in Kentucky eliminated the last of thousands of rockets filled with sarin nerve gas that have been stored there since the 1940s. It's a watershed moment for the nation's decades-long effort to meet a September deadline for destroying weapons under the International Chemical Weapons Convention. That took effect in 1997 and was joined by 193 countries. Another Army site in Colorado completed destruction of its stockpile last month. I'm Shelley Antler.
More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.